The head of the federal agency that guides presidents and top officials on ethics rules is resigning. Office of Government Ethics Director Walter Schaub Jr. began dueling with Donald Trump even before Trump became president. They haven't been able to agree on how or even whether the Trump administration must comply with federal ethics laws. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Walter Schaub announced his resignation on Twitter. He posted an image of his letter to President Trump. It says public employees have to, quote, place loyalty to the Constitution, the laws, and ethical principles above private gain. White House spokeswoman Lindsay Walters said the White House, quote, accepts Mr. Schaub's resignation and appreciates his service. It's a long way from last December when Schaub tried to persuade the incoming president to divest his hundreds of companies. He tried using a tweet storm, then a speech at a think tank's session on ethics.
The president-elect must show those in government and those coming into government after his inauguration that ethics matters.
Trump didn't divest. Unlike any previous presidents, he owns companies worldwide and the conflicts of interest they present. But that was hardly the only ethics battle between Schaub and the White House. The Office of Government Ethics urged new cabinet members to sell off assets that would cause conflicts of interest. It pressured the White House to publish the personal financial disclosure of top aides, which is supposed to be public by law. Schaub pushed for White House records of ethics waivers for appointees with conflicts. Norm Eisen is a former ethics counsel in the Obama administration and now a strong critic of President Trump.
OGE held the president accountable, and I think Walt gets a lot of credit for that.
To almost everyone's surprise, many citizens really cared. OGE started getting calls, letters, emails, Twitter followers. Here's Schaub in an April interview with NPR.
We've even had a couple days where the volume was so huge it filled up the voicemail box and we couldn't clear the calls as fast as they were coming in.
But at the same time, the White House controversies have cast a shadow over the federal ethics laws themselves. This is Danielle Bryan, head of the nonprofit Project on Government Oversight.
Previous administrations have sort of cared a lot about trying to do something about a violation of those conflicts of interest standards. And we have an administration now that honestly doesn't care.
Bryan said she used to assume existing laws were good enough to let people see whether or not the president had conflicts of interest.
It turns out that the laws don't do that. And Schaub, I think, made a valiant effort in trying to at least let the public understand what it is that we actually don't know.
Through all of this, Schaub has kept a low profile, as befits a career civil servant.
Really, he had been fairly quiet. I don't know that I could have said who was the head of the Office of Government Ethics before he spoke out.
This is Meredith McGeehee, a lobbyist for ethics reform and an advisor to the Campaign Legal Center. The center is where Schaub is moving later this month, a nonprofit group of lawyers who handle campaign finance, election law, and now ethics law. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.